who is Lord Sri Krishna, came to this world to personally, with his own hands, distribute the priceless ambrosial fruit of prema, pure love of Krishna. And how did he distribute the fruit of love of God? By inviting everyone to join his wonderful Sankirtan movement. The chanting of the holy names, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Because through the chanting of the holy names, we water the seed of bhakti, which is so kindly planted within our hearts by our spiritual master. And through the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, that seed grows into a wonderful tree and ultimately ripens into the fruit of pure devotional service. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would often take his devotees to various parts of Navadvipa, performing Sankirtan, dancing and chanting in ecstatic love. So one day they came to this place, and it was becoming quite late, and the devotees had had no prasad that day. They were quite hungry. So Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took one mango seed, and he placed it in the ground here. And miraculously, before all the devotees' eyes, this seed grew into a little... instantly appeared. Thousands and thousands and thousands of mangoes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with his own hands, he picked about 200 of those mangoes and gave them one to each of his devotees. These were not ordinary mangoes. They had no seed inside and they had no skin on the outside. They were simply pure nectar.
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
Hari Bol!
And each mango was exactly what was required to perfectly satisfy each devotee who ate it. No one could eat more than one. These were not ordinary mangoes, but they were actually the fruits. They were the fruits of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's love for his devotees that he was distributing to them and perfectly satisfying all of their desires. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Every day, for the next one full year, the devotees would come here and feast on these wonderful mangoes. As you know, the mango season is only 2-3 months a year, in the material sense. But this transcendental mango tree had perfectly ripened fruits every day of the year. So they came here and they enjoyed wonderful kirtan and wonderful prasad. And after 1 year, the tree simply disappeared. Went back to Godhead. Because that tree was serving the devotees so nicely. By the arrangement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya, he called himself at one time a fruit seller. He said, I have so many fruits, the fruits of love of God, that I cannot distribute all of them myself. So he requested all of his devotees. In fact, he has requested all of us, please kindly help me distribute these fruits of love of God far and wide to everyone. And how can we do like this? How can we assist the Lord in his wonderful mission of distributing the fruits of love of God by learning how to become the humble servants of the devotees and working unitedly to propagate the chanting of Krishna's holy name and remaining very pure in our own lives. The power of the name of Krishna is the supreme power of God in this age of Kali Yuga that can annihilate all sinful propensities within our heart and establish pure devotional service. So Srila Jaipatak Maharaj, who's always immersed in the ras of Navadvip Dham and Gauranga Leela, it is his desire that while in this fruit grove where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed fruits, that we should distribute fruits to all the devotees to break the fast. Actually, in this material world, everyone is fasting from the real nectar of Krishna consciousness. By chanting, dancing, and feasting, we can break this fast and again become fully nourished with Krishna prema. So, we will distribute...
Krishna prema phala ki!
Jai!
Hari Om.
We'll bring it here.
Start. Can we bring it here? Yeah. Now you should know that in the spiritual world, in the spirit.
Hey, I think they can take the fruit and then we're going to go into the buses. If you can convince the buses to.
But it is Mahaprasad, so it is, and they also have skins on them too.
Sweet. No seeds.
But skin. We cannot imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but we can follow in his footsteps. Sadiva!
Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Itai Gaur Sitana Primanande. Hare 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 Bo. She cleaned them before eating. They weren't washed. Omaka karoti bachalam pangulangayate giringat kipata mahang bande sigurung dinatari nang padaman and amaram si chaitanya swan. He's so merciful. He was wandering about with his kirtan party throughout the entire Nadia district. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Eshika diya sabana diya fereche neche gaur nitai. Eshika diya sabana diya fereche neche gaur nitai. Hari bolo bolo re sobai. Hari bolo re sobai. E shikha diya sabna diya fireche neche gorni tai. E shikha diya sabna diya fireche neche gorni tai. Radha Krishna bolo bolo re sobai.
Radha Krishna bolo.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Fireche Neche Gaur Nitai. He wandered, he danced, Gaur Nitai. They wandered here and there, they went throughout the whole of Nadia, dancing and chanting. This chanting and dancing is engaging all of the senses in the service of Lord Krishna. The principle of devotional service is to engage all of the senses in the Lord's service. The more that we can be absorbed in serving the Lord, the more transcendentalized our existence becomes. Maharaj Ambarish used all of his senses in the service of the Lord. He cleansed the temple with his hands. He touched the feet of the devotees with his sense of touch. He tasted the Krishna prasadam with his tongue. He heard the lectures from the Shastra, like Sankirtan, with his ears. He smelled the incense and the flowers offered to the Lord with his nose. All of the senses were engaged in the Lord's service. So here, we are singing, hearing, dancing, taking some prasadam, smelling the flowers of the forest here in Navadvip Dham, playing the instruments and dancing, using all of the senses in the Lord's service. In this way, here everything is multiplied by 1,000 times. Whatever service we do in Navadvip Dham is multiplied. One time in the beginning, when so many foreigners came to Mayapur and they got sick because they could not adjust to the water or the food, then they were lying in their rooms, and Prabhupada went and inspected and saw they're lying down. He said, "You get 1,000 times the benefit by for all the service you do in the Dham. But if you do no service, then what is 1,000 times zero? We should come to the Dham to do more service, more chanting, more hearing, more serving. Just like you're giving out prasad, so that is multiplied by 1,000 times. Benefit of serving the devotees. Everything we do is multiplied. So the idea is, while we're here, we want to do more. It's the opposite material vacation land. They like to go and then they just lie around and relax. That's their idea of vacation. But the transcendental vacation means we want to be more active in the service of the Lord. We are less active in material activities, but we are more active in devotional activities. So it's a vacation from material activities, but it's an action dynamic vacation, whereby we are increasing our spiritual activities. This is so that we are revitalized. When you return back to your ordinary activities, you will have more spiritual energy, more protection. It will be easier to chant and continue on with your devotional service. By the other processes of yoga, when you stop the meditation, you're immediately grabbed again by Maya. But by this process, it builds up, and so it's easier to go on chanting all of the time. Wherever you are, I hope you always remember the golden form and the holy name of Lord Gauranga!